And coming to you live from the heart of Bolito, it's Radio Life and Style. Happy Thursday. And if you're just joining the chat, you're with me, Mike, in the morning. And let's be real about where we are in time and space right now. Lots going on globally and at home. Lots of pressures. Lots of reasons to feel stressed at the start of a work day. And the petrol price, where's that going? Interest rates, where's that going? Cost of living, oh my gosh. It's not hard to feel trapped in an invisible cage. But right now, we're going to try and shift your perspective and give you a little a sense of mental clarity, maybe even a sense of mental freedom. And, where is it coming from? On the line with me, a lady who we've chatted to before on Radio Life and Style, Usha Jawan, representing the organization known as the Brahma Kumaris. And, Usha, welcome to Radio Life and Style for a catch-up. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, and good morning to yourself and to all the listeners. It's lovely to be with you.
Great to have you back on air. For those who might have missed our previous chats and who are wondering what the Brahma Kumaris is all about, can you give us a quick little intro?
So as an organization, we are like a non-profit organization, and we work in the community to empower and create a sense of internal wellness. So as an organization, we're helping individuals to recognize themselves in their more authentic nature, not only in the things that they do, but actually in who they are. You know, normally we say we are human beings. So the human is a doing always, but actually let's focus on the being. Because when that being is peaceful and happy, then everything that the human does will actually have that same repercussion. But our focus generally is so much on the human that we actually neglect the being. And so we use reflection and meditation as a tool to enter into that space to give more space to the being.
Aha. And we talk about creating a sense of space and in these interesting times, a sense of freedom. There's a phrase that I've been thinking about, and I wanted to know what it might mean to you personally. Freedom is an inside story. Ah, think about that for a second. What does that mean to you, Usha?
So for me, like when I normally think about freedom, I want to kind of do what is on my mind. I don't want to be restricted. I don't want anyone to create any obstructions, because when I do something, I need to feel at ease, I need to feel relaxed, I need to feel happy, I need to feel loved, I need to feel I belong. But those kind of feelings that we're talking about generally, they're not in the outside, they're actually on the inside. So I need to see how I can perform actions that never compromise me feeling peaceful, feeling loved, feeling happy, feeling empowered.
Aha. So moving away from that external idea of freedom, money, time, circumstances, how can we begin to think about inner freedom as being something different? And how can someone appear maybe free on the outside but still trapped on the inside?
So just like how I was saying to you is that, you know, physical things, like if I have money, I feel I can go where I want. If I have a good position, I can, you know, command my space. And that's why we look towards having those external achievements, because they kind of give you that freedom in a sense. You know, like if you had enough money, then maybe you don't have to work 9 to 5 to go do your own thing.
Yeah.
But even whilst you have those things, if you have a high power job, you have to maintain, sustain, and there's accountability. And those very things can bring about stress and sometimes compromise my values, my integrity. And then I feel like I got everything, but actually I don't feel I'm living my truth. And that can be a huge trap. Another thing can be that, you know, when I enter into that high flying stage, then the stress becomes so much that I have many beds, many houses, but when I go to sleep, I don't have any sleep. Then I'm needing something to actually help me sleep. And then I could become addicted to some chemicals that help me to sleep. And so now I'm dependent. Is that freedom?
Yeah.
So the thing that we realize is that we just see the external we don't know what the person is coping with. And I think that's something we need to realize. So the measure of the inner freedom is that when I ask myself, am I happy? Am I at peace? Do I feel like I don't hate or dislike anyone or anything? I can accept everyone. So inside me, I'm not creating any barriers that blocks me in those feelings. Because say, if I dislike somebody, then I want to avoid them, which means that I could go where I want to if I'm free, isn't it? But now because I don't like that person, I'm going to avoid that space. Isn't that putting myself into a box? So these kind of things can happen, which we don't normally reflect on.
Interesting food for thought on a Thursday. And, you know, leading on from that, how would you say emotions like fear and guilt or anger also sort of weigh down and limit our sense of freedom? And then on the other side of that, maybe what might the role of forgiveness possibly play in achieving inner freedom?
So for me, I feel like emotions like fear, even anger, anxiety, they kind of stop the natural flow of who I am. Because when I'm, say, for example, there's a function and the function is in an area that I'm not particularly keen on. So I want to go. It's somebody that is maybe performing or whatever. But because that area, I'm a bit afraid, or I've created the idea that it's a bad space for me to go. So I would actually deprive myself of the opportunity because of my fear. So it would create restrictions. But where and how is fear born? It may be born on what people tell me. It may be a past experience which I've locked into my perception. And so what happens is then I'm living in my past, because for me, I feel fear is very much connected to a past experience or past knowledge, past information. There's no chance that the same thing that happened to somebody else will happen to you. But because we relay that information and we put in ourselves, we remind ourselves that that's what's going to happen. So think about it, like in our country as well, we are almost 60 million people, right? And if we look at the statistics, there are many things that happens, but not everyone is experiencing the same thing. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah. So, but because of that percentage of people that are going through that, what do we say? Oh, that will happen. This will happen. And I'm living almost for 59 years in this country, in many, many different places. And to be honest with you, I know situations and people say, you don't go to that area, don't go to that area. But sometimes I had to give somebody a lift. I had to do something. So not just because I'm being careless, because I had a duty to perform. I've been to those areas and I've come back quite safely. So what I'm trying to say is that don't use learned knowledge and actually mix yourself up and then, you know, repeat those things and they actually bring in fear. Like, for example, if I tell you now, try and imagine yourself sucking into a lemon. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I'm doing it right
and
now.
And how does that feel? How does that feel?
Oh, I'm getting that sour blast and my lips pucker immediately.
Right. So now, so something like that is something you, with your thoughts, you can create an experience. So if I repeat somebody's bad story, I can re-emerge fear, or I can create fear, which is not real. It's something I've thought about only. So I want to just sort of put this new positioning to learner, to listeners, that actually things do happen and they are there. They have happened to people, but I don't have to imagine them happening to me. Because when I imagine them happening to me, I can start experiencing it and almost in my mind start imagining it happening and then go through the whole trauma of it, which means I'm actually causing a loss to myself and trapping myself into some information that actually did happen but is not happening to me.
Wow. Sure. I'm thinking deeply about all of this stuff on a Thursday. I hope our listener
is
as well.
I hope it's not too heavy information on no. Thursday morning.
No, it's good. But what I want to try and boil it down to is maybe do you have a simple daily practice that could help someone?
Sorry, Ben, you spoke about forgiveness as well, isn't it?
Yes.
I want to just touch on that if we have a moment, because it's also something that can be another trap in a way. So, for example, if I hold something that somebody said to me a few years ago, and we don't know what the person's circumstances were, but they may have said something, and time has passed and that person has had a good realization, maybe they went through a extreme journey of healing or whatever it is, and then I meet them 5 years later. So they have gone through maybe a life-changing experience because they had a disease and, you know, they had to do some work on themselves. But when I see them, I just think about 5 years ago and what happened to me, because I'm holding on to the past. So even though they could be completely new person, refreshed, and I could benefit from them, I, because of my past experience and not forgiving what they said, I refuse to interact with them. So it means I'm keeping that person in the past, and I'm also stopping myself from enjoying some newness, which is there. And if we don't forgive somebody, we're holding their negative thoughts in our heart and in our mind. And as a result of holding something negative inside, my inside is going to be affected by that negativity. Because whatever I make contact with, whether I make contact with my thoughts, with my words, or my physical interaction, whatever I touch, it's going to influence me. So if I'm touching people's negativity or past hurt, which I don't want to forgive, I'm also increasing the pain of that. So I think that, yeah, that's a very, very dangerous thing to do.
Wow. Well, hey, while you're getting the story, if you're just catching the tail end of our conversation on a Thursday morning, in conversation with Usha Jivan, representing the Brahma Kumaris South Africa, part of the worldwide Brahma Kumaris movement, which is dedicated to personal transformation and world renewal by teaching individuals to view the world as essentially spiritual rather than just material. And I see that there is a special talk coming our way. It's happening in Joburg in Cape Town and right here on the KZN North Coast on the 11th of May at Mhlali Country Club, 6 p.m. With international guest speaker Charles Hogg and a talk on the state of the world, the state of our hearts, brought to you by the Brahma Kumaris. You can find the link and all the information to that online at brahmakumaris.org.za, the official website. And Usha, while I've still got you on the line, because we're running short on time, but I was wondering if you could leave us with maybe a simple daily practice that could help someone begin to cultivate an inner sense of freedom.
So just like we said, that wherever I make connection with, that's what I'm going to get. So if I plug into the things around me, the changes, the news, all the things that are happening around, then I'm actually going to feel exactly like those incidences and situations, because there are some major things happening in our world. But if I choose to actually revert my attention to me, my real self, which is a living being of energy, the DNA of I, the living being, is peace, love, and happiness. So when I reconnect with self, then I learn to emerge and touch peace and love and happiness. And then I can infuse my words with peace, my actions with peace, my thoughts with peace. It will in turn leave me feeling more calm, more relaxed, and more peaceful. So in a world that is like going into almost anarchy, if I find a space of peace inside, I can make the right choices to navigate myself out of it. I want to give you a living example of this year. There was a situation where this people were on a train and they were going through a tunnel, and the train started, it got on fire. So what happened is that one part of the train, which was already on fire, was out of the tunnel, and the rest of the train was actually inside. And so what happened, people were trying to rush out, going in the direction where the tunnel was. you know, the opening of the tunnel was.
Yeah.
And the other guys, one guy who kind of was quite cool and calm, and he said, no, don't go towards the fire where the fire, where the tunnel and the light is, go inside the tunnel. Now, logically, people will think, why go into a tunnel where there's, you know, a fire? Let's go out. But actually, the logic is that those who went inward actually survived, and those who went out actually got attacked by the flames, because out of the tunnel, there's more oxygen, and so the flames were more critical, in a sense. They were more exacerbated.
Yeah.
Whereas in the tunnel, as the oxygen was getting used up, the flames got more reduced. So that was clear thinking, making a right decision. So I want to encourage our listeners that, you know, sometimes when we are very fearful, we're full of anxiety, we're worrying, our emotions are out of control, we are not able to utilize our skills in the right way. So learning how to calm yourself, connecting to your own truth, be more stable in your real self, will help you make better decisions even in a time of chaos.
And what a time we find ourselves in right now. But if you're yes. hearing the message, and if it's making sense to you, and if you want to find out more, well, I urge you to check out the website, brahmakumaris.org.za, and maybe reserve your seat for the 11th of May at Umhlali Country Club to hear international guest speaker Charles Hogg. He's an international spiritual speaker, mentor, and meditator with over 50 years of experience. He'll be speaking on the state of the world, the state of our hearts, and you can experience more practical wisdom and reflection and tools to move from anxiety to calm, from fear to inner stability, and to reconnect with a deep sense of peace. And I hope you've been getting some of that this morning with my special guest Usha Jivan, representing the Brahma Kumaris South Africa. Usha, thank you for the wisdom on a Thursday. Wishing you a great week ahead, and we'll chat again on Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
Sure, yeah. And just to remind the listeners that it's actually a free talk.
Aha.
So please do reserve your seats, but it is a free talk.
Hey, well, they say you don't find much for free these days. So that's
not at all.
That's a
and
good
you
one.
Know, just a little tip. People might think, what's the catch? Our understanding is really to help the world become a purer and peaceful place. And our understanding is that when people change, the world will become. So we invest in people. That's why we don't charge.
I like that. Paying it forward. And you're hearing yes. it here on Radio Life and Style. Thank you, Usha.
Great.
And
thanks, Abe.
Chat again. You heard it on your local station, and you're about to hear more music.